Hey friends, it's Danny. Listen, this week's episode of the Danny Morrell Show, we're going to be giving you access to the recording of what we call the Sunday evening message. It's actually Monday morning right now, and last night we had close to 500 of you real estate professionals and really just human beings join us for what was a powerfully moving message. We thought it was so powerful that we just kind of, you know, give you access to it. And so I want you to enjoy this and watch it. And really let it resonate with you, because it's your opportunity to really stay in control in the midst of being attacked physically, mentally, emotionally, and financially right now. So check it out. I hope you enjoy it. I want to start off by doing the following. I'm going to take a deep breath real fast. Make sure it's through the nose and exhale. Take another deep breath through the nose. Hold it for a second. Exhale. I want to start off by welcoming you all to tonight's call, tonight's webinar. It's a special one. It's a special one because for a lot of different reasons, quite frankly. More than anything, because this is one of the unique times in our history where our business is being challenged, whatever business you're in. If you're not aware, the state of California is on complete shutdown. The president of the United States is invoking the powers of the National Guard now to help curfew people. And I've got a good feeling as to what I know is going to happen next. I'll kind of let you figure that one out. But make no mistake about it, this is an interesting time. And in the midst of an interesting time, guys, there's always something to be grateful for. Right? There's always something to be grateful for. As a matter of fact, if you're out there watching me right now, just say the word grateful. Say the word grateful. Yeah, because sometimes just saying it just kind of changes your state. Here's what I'd like to do as more people log on right now. I'd like you to share, what are you grateful for, or what is your greatest victory from this week? What are you grateful for, or what's your greatest victory from this week? Share something that went well. And you know what? Sometimes it's not necessarily business related. I'll be honest, like our greatest victory this week was the fact that like our business is still operating and we are leading the way for a lot of people across the country. I'm both grateful for that and humbled for that. There you go. Grateful for Team Intero, grateful for family, enjoying family time. Somebody took 3 listings this week. Beautiful job. Matter of fact, what are your victories? If you have business victories, share them. If you have business victories, share them. Okay. All right. Here we go. Let's try this again. So obviously, guys, we have a lot to be grateful for. We've had a lot of victories. Today's message is an important one, and it's an important one because we're at a unique time in our history right now. Our goal for this evening is to not only fortify your mind and get you ready for the week, but also to help you to understand some of the landmines that are going to be placed in front of you and your ability to create business, income, and quite frankly, to provide for your family at this time and show you ways around them, all right? So I'm gonna do a presentation. We're gonna end with a special little gift, and then I'll open up for a couple of questions if we have some time after that, okay? I'm gonna need you to take some notes, and specifically, I want you to write down, here's the reality of where we are today, everybody. Here's the reality of where we are today. If you're not aware, the state of New York, the state of California just stopped and shut down all businesses except for essential businesses like groceries, stores, and pharmacies. Here in the state of California right now, if you can't have more than 10 people in a grocery store, they're basically making you stand outside of a line and go in 10 at a time, okay? They've stopped us. The California Association of Realtors has stopped us from being able to show houses. That doesn't mean we can't show houses, but it's trying to stop us from doing any business, okay? The worst of all has been the state of New York. If you're in the state of New York right now, you realize you just got notice today that you can't even make prospecting calls, okay? So they've stripped you of your ability to make prospecting calls. Now, listen, guys, how calling someone would transfer the illness is completely new to me. It's impossible to transfer the illness by making a phone call. And so that's where I'm going to tell you something that no one else will tell you, okay? I'm going to share something with you that really no one else will share with you. And I need you to pay attention so that you understand really the severity of what's going on right now, okay? And the importance of everything that we are teaching you right now. The reality is that if they're taking away your ability or trying to take away their ability to prospect and communicate with your clients, because we already found a way around it, it's no big deal. Then this is no longer about just the coronavirus. And I want to be careful with what I say, but the reality is that if they try to take away your ability to make a phone call, this is something much greater that is happening here. And I'm not going to get too deep with you. I'm aware of what's happening. I hope you wake up to what's happening. But the second reality is that there's a difference, guys, between being a victor or a victim. I want you to write that down. And I can already feel my heart pounding. For those of you that know me, I am trying to find the balance in a spiritual perspective from the new Danny and the old Danny. But I'm sorry, this fires me the you know what up. There's a difference between being a victor and a victim. And the difference, my friends, lies in the following statement. It lies in the following statement. Before I show you that statement, however, I need you to take a deep breath through your nose right now. Take a deep breath through your nose right now, and I need you to hold it for a second and just silence all noise and hold that breath. And as you hold that breath, I want you to push it from your lungs slowly through your esophagus, slowly through your throat, all the way up to the head, all the way into your crown. And I want you to hold it in your crown for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and exhale with an audible noise of, ah, let it out, let it out, let it all out. Because here's what I need you guys to do. I need you to decide, no matter how bad this gets, because it's going to get worse. And me saying that shouldn't scare you. It should excite you. That's the difference between being a victor and a victim. I'm going to say that again. You need to decide right now in this very moment, before it gets worse, which it will, who you're going to be. If you're going to be a victor and a victim or a victim, right? Send me out your message right now. Send me out your decision right now in chat. This can't be talk. This has to be a decision, people. This has to be a decision. Because I'm going to show you the difference that lies in between the two. And it's a simple difference. Yet for some people, it is a massive difference. You're going to have to decide right now to make it a simple difference. A simple difference. Okay? Because herein lies the ball game. If you saw my post today on Instagram, I said, you know, everybody is asking me, you know, so what Netflix shows have you been watching, or what movies have you been watching, or, you know, what shows have you been taking in? Honest to God, since this entire thing happened, I have not watched television at all. I've been busy. I've been the busiest I've ever been in my entire history of my business. Because you see, I know what's at stake right now, people. I know what's at stake. I understand it. I see it very clearly. I see what the powers that be are trying to do to me, to you, to your loved ones. I see it. I see it. I see past the coronavirus. And as a result, I have just made the decision that for me, my household, my family, they're not going to do it. I won't allow them. I won't allow them to infiltrate. I won't allow them to infiltrate my mind, my emotions, or my body. And so that's why I've been busy, because fear lives on the couch. Write that down. Fear lives on the couch. You can't be on the couch right now, people. You can't. I don't give a damn if you have to clean your house 10 times. Clean it 10 times. I don't care if you have to run 3 miles, come in and take a deep breath, and then run another 3 miles. Go run 3 miles twice. I don't care if you have to do the damn push-up challenge on Instagram right now. Do the push-up challenge. I don't care if you have to prospect 7 hours a day. Prospect 7 hours a day. I don't care if you have to handwrite a nice little message, a piece of mail, which no one does anymore, to all of your past clients, which no one can stop you from doing. Handwrite to every single one of your past clients. As a matter of fact, every single one of you should be doing that this week. But the thing that will motivate and inspire you to do that or not do that lies between the following statement. You cannot solve a problem you're not willing to have or accept. I'm going to say that again. You cannot solve a problem you're not willing to have or accept. The problem is here, people. The problem's in front of us. If we're not willing to deal with the problem, if we're not willing to have the problem, if we're not willing to accept the problem, guess where you're going to be? Right where they want you, on the couch. Afraid, emotionally a wreck. And the reality is, guys, is that that's the last thing your clients need from you right now. It's the last thing your children need from you right now. I see Maria's beautiful baby smiling. I think she just loves to hear my voice. I love her too. It's time to make a decision, my friends. It's either circumstances happen to you. That's right, Victoria. We are the 1%, baby. We are the 1%. I believe that with every fiber of my being, it's either circumstances happen to you or you create the circumstance. That's it. And I know for some of you, your mind is so corrupted that you're thinking about this and you're saying, yeah, but Danny, you don't understand. Guys, you're right. I don't understand. I know that you are a godlike being with the power and the ability to declare. I know you've got the power, my friends, in the midst of anything, any obstacle to win. I know you've got the power. Micah, help me, please. I know you've got the power to find a way to win, even if they take everything from you. Right now, make no mistake about it. It's us against them. It's us against them. And it's either you understand that you create your circumstance regardless of what's happening, or circumstances happen to you. And that's when you get on the couch, and that's when you're afraid, and that's when you're depressed, and that's when you're not yourself. That beautiful human being who decided to take a risk and go into business for themselves. That wonderful, bright-eyed young lady or young man who said, you know what? I'm going to get my real estate license. I'm going to go into mortgage. I'm going to go into business. That's the spirit we need right now. Not the spirit of laziness. Not the spirit of I made it. Not the spirit of I'm scared. Your clients are being attacked emotionally, physically, and financially right now. Write it down. This is what's at stake. To me, you're my client. To me, I made a decision very early on. Please forgive me. I don't say this in an arrogant way. I say this in a humble way. I know there's not another leader in real estate available today to carry the industry on his back and help the industry to perform. And even if there might be, I refuse to believe it because I want the pressure on myself. I want it. Pressure is a privilege. Pressure is a privilege for you. There's a lesson within all of this for you. This is here to make you a better human being. Make no mistake about it. Make no mistake about it. When this is all said and done, we're going to talk about life prior to CV and life after CV. Life as we know it has changed forever. And you gotta make a decision for yourself, your family, and your clients. Because we're being attacked right now at the foundational needs that we have. The foundational needs that we have. Our bodies, our emotions, our minds, and our finances. Your clients need your leadership now more than ever. If you ever doubt, if you ever fear, if you don't ever feel like waking up, people, you see me every freaking day on Instagram posting my workouts, posting what I'm doing. Listen to me. There's not a day that has gone by that when I open my eyes and I awaken from my sleep that the mind doesn't tell me, rest today, don't go for a run. Rest today, sit on the couch. Rest today, don't make those phone calls. It hasn't happened to me one single day. Not one day. Every single day since this thing has happened, my mind has been attacked. Every single day since this thing has happened, my emotions have been attacked with fear. I just understand that I am not my mind. I understand that there's a difference between my soul and my mind, who I really am, and the way my mind thinks, and the messages my mind tries to give me. And I choose to hear my mind. I choose to listen to my mind. I just choose to not hear what it's trying to tell me. And I get up and I go do what I gotta go do. Why? Because people are counting on me right now. People are counting on me right now. And your people are counting on you right now. Now, I'm gonna give you a couple of tips and a couple of points to help you get through this right now. And I want you to write them down one by one, everybody. Number one, the luxury of not having a schedule has been taken from you. The luxury of not having a schedule has been taken from you. Okay? The luxury of not having a schedule has been taken from you. You see, guys, for so many years in the real estate industry, we had the luxury of not having a schedule. We had the luxury of it. We could do whatever we wanted. Because we're going to sell one house and we're going to make $8,000 or $9,000 or $10,000. And we can just kind of hang out and wing it. That's gone right now, people. That's gone. Your livelihood is at stake. And I'm here to let you know you can survive this thing. You will survive this thing. You just got to face the fact that we have a problem and you need to be ready to address it. You've been following me long enough to understand the basic components of a schedule. If you're new, I want you to write them down. Number one, every single morning must start with your AM prime. Listen to me very carefully. It's very easy, and we love talking about this. We love talking about the fact that the ones that are getting ill, the ones that are getting sick, the ones that are getting, you know, are most at risk are the unhealthy. Please let me let you know something. Many of us on this call right now are unhealthy because we eat unhealthy foods. I was at Whole Foods buying groceries, and I pulled out of Whole Foods and I saw literally 70 cars waiting in line to get fast food. Ladies and gentlemen, do you not realize what's happening right now? Can I tell you the truth? Because I love you and I want the best for you. Please type in the word truth, please. You can't eat fast food right now. Fast food is not food. You can't eat at a restaurant now because they're all closed. The universe is trying to help you to go into your home and cook for yourself and to cook foods that are anti-inflammatory. And the world has no idea what's going on. Everyone plugged in, guys. Everyone that isn't conscious enough. The second thing happening, number two, people, you can't drink alcohol right now. You can't drink alcohol right now. Everybody on Instagram is drinking alcohol. What are you doing? You're just numbing the pain, which further pushes you into fear, which further inflames your body, which further causes you to be susceptible for illness. You can't do this stuff right now. I want to have a drink. Look, there's my bar. It's right there. I have plenty of stuff. I have tequila. I have some best bottles of wine. I have everything. I ain't touching that. You couldn't pay me to touch that right now. Some of you are like, oh, Danny, what does this have to do with real estate? Everything. This has to do with your survival right now. You must take care of your body. It's the temple that God has given you. And right now it's under attack. And you got to be conscious enough to understand what's happening. So what is an AM prime? An AM prime is you waking up every single morning and meditating for a minute. I don't care if it's a minute or 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 45 minutes, but you got to sit with yourself because either you're going to control the mind or the mind is going to control you. Write that down. either you're going to control the mind or the mind is going to control you. That's it. That's the name of the game right there. And if the mind is going to control you, guess what happens? The mind is easily manipulated and easily programmable. Write that down. The mind is easily manipulated and easily programmable. I have no shame in telling you right now, I'm programming your mind right now. I'm doing it right now. I'm just programming you into action and into success. But the same way that this is happening, others can program you into negativity and into fear. You must block it out. I had one bad instance as this thing started. I was speaking to somebody who I deeply care about and I deeply love and I deeply respect, and they were having a moment. And it brought me down and I was like, oh my God, the world's gonna end type of deal. I gave myself an hour and then I had to snap out of it because I refused to think like that. I refused to think like that. Number two, you have to do some sort of emotional work. Prayer is a beautiful thing. Pray to God right now. Have him give you the power, the strength. Do breath work. But get those emotions in check. Write in your journal what you're grateful for. Number three, you must work on your body every single day. Why? People, please listen, because they're attacking us right now, physically, mentally, and emotionally. Physically, mentally, and emotionally. Evelyn, I'll walk you through it at the end. Hang tight. So if you're being attacked physically, guess what you have to do? You got to take care of the body to fertilize it and fortify it. Go for a run, go for a walk. That's the beautiful thing you see right now. People are out enjoying nature right now. It's beautiful. Yes, there's no gym, but don't let that stop you. Every day I've posted my yoga, every single day, and I'm gonna do my yoga tonight. I don't care what time it is. But I've made a decision. The luxury of not having a schedule. Next, you must prospect right now. Please listen to me. You must prospect right now. The luxury of not starting your morning is now gone. We're all at home. We're all with our kids. Outbound calls are critical right now. Critical. Some of you are telling me, oh, but Danny, you don't understand. They took away our ability to make outbound calls. I'm going to say this again. Outbound calls are now critical right now. Critical right now. Some of you are saying, oh, wait, Danny, but you didn't hear the news. They said we can't make outbound calls. I'm going to say this again. Outbound calls are critical right now. Critical right now. You have to make a choice. Before it was okay to choose an hour or 2 hours. No. There's only three choices to be made. 3 hours, 4 hours, or 5 hours. Right now. That's all you got to do right now. Put in your choice right now. How many hours a day will you prospect? There's nothing else to do. By the way, I just thought about something. I'm still presenting. I'm still hiring people. My business is still growing. I don't need to meet with people. I meet with everybody on Zoom. If you do not have a free Zoom account or use Messenger, people, Messenger, you message them, you do a video conference call. There are so many options, but victors find the options and victims find the excuses. Write that down. You ain't gonna tell me to not make a call. Are you crazy? You're gonna have to come drop a bomb on this place before you stop me. Choose 3, 4, or 5 hours. This is not a game, people. This is not a suggestion. This is not relentless when I go, okay, guys, who wants to get rich? And everybody goes, me. And then I go, great. Okay, here's what you gotta do. You gotta prospect 3 hours a day. And everybody goes, and I say, who's down to do it? And everybody goes, this is not that time. This ain't that time, people. This is the time where you got to find a way to find a way to find a way. This is the time where you got to control the controllables. I got two little kids out here. They could be bothering the bejesus out of me. I made it very, very clearly. Do not bother me right now. Tata needs to work. Everybody repeat after me. Mama or Tata loves you. Say that. I need to focus right now. Say that. I need you to give me 3 hours right now. Say that. And you do not bother me during those 3 hours. Say that. And then as soon as I'm done, say that. We're going to go outside and we're going to play catch. Get your kids off of the phone. Get your kids off of the couch. Get them outside, play catch, play baseball, play basketball. Teach them how to throw. Teach them, do whatever. This is a time for you to teach your children because your kids are watching you. They're learning from you right now. How do you handle crisis? You're showing them. You have the ability to spiritually, mentally, emotionally change the lineage of your family forever. So grateful for that, by the way, right now. Because it's forcing you to be a better father. It's forcing you to be a better father, a better mother, a better man, a better woman. Outbound calls are critical. Very important. I taught this already. I'm going to do a little bit of a review. You cannot call people and hit them right off the back with, hi, who do you know that is looking to buy or sell a house? Don't do that. Don't do that. You're shooting yourself in the foot. Call people and connect with them. Call people and say, hey, Omar, how are you doing right now? Great. Oh, so good to hear that you're still okay. How is the family doing? Fantastic. How are you guys handling quarantine? Great. What are you doing to stay comfortable, stay entertained during this time? Great, fantastic, beautiful. Is there any way that I could be of service to you at this moment? No, look, I want you to know you can count on me no matter what. In the event that someone you know needs to get out of their house, you let me know. Does that sound fair? Yes, beautiful. I'm here for you no matter what. By the way, have you guys thought about moving or are you just gonna be staying put? You're gonna be terrific. You ask it, but you ask it at the very end, people. You gotta reconnect with your people. We had the luxury of not reconnecting. Yes, be human, be freaking kind. I got a text message the other day. Number one, they should know I own a freaking real estate company. They sent me a blind text message. Do you wanna buy or sell a house or an investment property? Wink, wink. I felt like saying, come on, dude. Come on, man, grow up. You don't even have your database segmented. By the way, little side note, segment your database right now. Hot, warm, cold, raving fans. If you haven't read the book, Raving Fans, go pick it up immediately. Next, focus your energy on the most motivated people. Focus your energy on the most motivated people. You must use, for those of you that work with us, you know you have, we gave out to everybody the seller prequel. You have access to all of my scripts. I would not recommend anybody else's scripts right now because honest to God, they're just not humane. They're non-emotional. They're so dry. They're so cold. People don't need that right now. People need empathy right now. You need to connect with people right now. You gotta focus your energy on the most motivated. Here's the question I want you asking when you finally have a fish on the hook. I want you to ask, write this down. Time kills all deals and the luxury of time is now gone. Okay? Whereas before we could follow up in a week or you know whatever the case may be and we didn't wanna pressure people, whatever. I'm not saying pressure people, but I'm saying you gotta be very specific with your questions, very specific with your dialogue. For all of you that have been working with me for the last 2 to 3 years and you've been rehearsing and practicing and internalizing the dialogues that we've been teaching you, now is the time when you're going to win. Right now, in this moment. Because make no mistake about it, people. I hate to say this, but people are going to have to sell their homes. A lot of people are going to have to sell their homes. It's sad, but it's the truth. And when they do, I'd rather than be working with you, I'm trusting you that you're an honest, good-hearted, wonderful human being that doesn't take advantage of people, but that actually helps them. Here's the question you need to ask. What specifically causes you to want to buy or sell at this time? Write it down. You need to ask it exactly the way I'm teaching it. What specifically causes you to want to buy or sell at this time right now? What specifically causes you to want to buy or sell at this time right now. And you gotta ask it in a conviction and a leadership. What specifically causes you to want to buy or sell at this time? Everybody repeat after me. What specifically causes you to want to buy or sell at this time? Okay, and obviously you don't say both of them, you say whichever one it is. And you need to listen to the answer and understand people are gonna be scared right now. People are gonna be saying, I don't know if I'm gonna get my job back. Empathize with them. Forget about your commission right now, people. The ones that are gonna win, are the ones that don't care about their money, care about the client. And I hope I have always shown you this. Since I was a real estate agent, this is what I believe right now. This is what I believe. That's why I'm just giving this all for free, because I want to help. We all need the help right now. Unfortunately, a lot of our leaders don't know what to say, don't know what to teach us, don't know what to tell us. What specifically causes you to want to buy or sell at this time? Next. You want to work with the HOTS only right now. The HOTS only right now. Many of you have taken my course Breakthrough. Many of you are in our coaching programs. You know what we teach? We teach to identify all of your database and all of your leads into three categories: hot, warm, and cold. Hot, warm, and cold. You want to work with the HOTS right now. You see, before you had the luxury of just, you know, kind of messing around and, you know, not following up. Not right now. You don't have anything else to do right now. You're at home. You're at home. This is why for our leaders of our company, I'm challenging them now more than ever. You better be making some moves right now. You better be bringing people to the company right now. See, when you believe in yourself, that's what happens. And you don't have anything else to do right now. Be in communication with everybody, the people that you know and the people that you don't know. Delegate your warms and colds to technology. Hopefully all of you, because I'm going to say this in a loving way. You're not a business person if you don't have a technology platform that automatically communicates with your database for you. In our company, we've established this. We use a platform that, you know, most of our serious agents use. You just plug it in. It's only $75 a month. You plug the database in and it's communicating with your past clients all the time. Oh my God, I just thought about it. Now more than ever right now, that thing is going to make people millions of dollars. Millions of dollars, because it's communicating without you. And the moment they're ready to buy or sell, they're going to be thinking about you. Micah, please help me. Not right now, baby. Here, I'll do it for you. Okay? Come work with only the HOTS. Delegate the warms and the colds to your technology. As a matter of fact, can we do a little bit of a be honest? Who currently has a technology platform that communicates to their entire database for them? Just type in me. If you don't, let me let you know a little secret. You haven't been behaving as a business person. You've been behaving as a hustler. And being a hustler right now is gonna be tough, people. It's gonna be tough. Your people need you in front of them. By the way, if you missed the training I did the other day, please do not regurgitate the news. Please do not regurgitate the news. Your clients do not need to hear, do not need to see the CNN show. They don't need to repost. You don't need to have a viewing party of what the president is saying. They're getting that on their own. They don't need any negativity. When you do that, believe it or not, I know you're trying to help. What you're doing is you're feeding the negativity and the fear in the mind. Don't do that. You will never see me do that. You have never seen me do that. You have never seen me do that. You never will. I have one mission. It's to empower people's minds, emotions, and bodies. That's it. And if I can do that, I can help them create incredible businesses. You got to get clear with what your mission is. Any questions, comments, or concerns? Now listen. This is a little bit of a heartbreaker for me, and yet we've just been advised by our attorney. We've been advised by our attorney that I want to give this away to everybody, but we've been advised by our attorney that because of the sensitivity of the issue, we can only share this game plan. We have a specific game plan that is going to cover the guidelines we need to follow, how to maneuver around them, the system that we have in place for communicating, even if, that's why I just keep telling you, outbound calls are essential. But even when those are gone, we have a way around it. The sales plan, how to actually sell virtually, and obviously the mindset behind it. And that's going to be tomorrow at 1 p.m. with our attorney, our chief operating officer, our chief production officer, my wonderful brother Anthony, and myself. I wish we could provide this to the public, but we just can't. We just can't. This is only for members only. But what I would like to do is I'd like to answer any questions. And by the way, I know a lot of you have been watching us. If you want to join us, if you want to hop on board, if you want to talk, message myself, my brother, whoever invited you here. If not, we're going to continue to give you all the role plays all the way through tomorrow. And we're going to keep providing all the information and the valuable information that we can up until April 1st. This, I've just been advised from the attorney that it's got to be a members only type of thing. Okay. I'm going to stop my screen share right now. Number one, here's what I want you to ask, answer me right now. What was your greatest takeaway from today, or what's one action step that you're going to implement today as a result of this webinar? What's one thing you're going to implement today as a result of this webinar? Miguel says, don't focus on the news or negativity. Miguel, shut it off. You don't need it. As a matter of fact, guys, I forgot to add this in, but only spend money right now on your essentials, both personally and for your business, okay? So for example, I'm a part of a coaching program. I cannot shut that off. I can't. That's the thing that's keeping me sane right now. I need a tribe. You can't do this alone right now. You must have a tribe. I pay $2,000 a month for my coaching program, plus I pay another $1,000 a month for my CEO coach. Actually more than that, $1,500 a month for my CEO coach and my health coach. I am not shutting that off. That's an essential for my business. I can't shut off Zoom. That's an essential for my business. It's what allows me to function. But I can't shut off my cable. That's not an essential. You guys get that? Can't shut off electricity, right? That's an essential. But I can maybe get manicures and pedicures, you know, if I'm a lady, you know, maybe once a month instead of every week. I don't know what to tell you. Husbands, you're going to have to deal with that and just figure out, you know. I don't know where that came from. I'm sorry. I'm trying to give you guys an example right here, but I'm not doing too good. But you guys understand what I'm saying? This is that time where you got to go in and you got to go to your budget and you've got to put a stake in the sand and you got to say, okay, these are my business essentials and these are my personal essentials. Okay, listen, I'm just going to tell you straight out. You saw the video today on Instagram right now. I have a cleaning lady. Cleaning lady charges me $280 a week. It's $1,200 a month. It's not a money thing for me right now. I don't want anybody's cooties coming into the house right now. I'm in quarantine. I'm being serious about this. So I had to cut her off. So Danny had to go clean the house. You saw me. I was scrubbing that toilet. Throw on some good music, make a positive out of it, get the kids involved, clean your house yourself, just until this is gone, but also save that money, right? And invest that money into real estate. I don't know if you're aware, we ran an ad today. Nobody's running ads right now. So the cost of ads is cheap. So we ran an ad today to push more people into this conference call so that more people can know about us. Right now is the time where you should be expanding your brand. Right now is the cheapest, most affordable time to expand your brand. But if you're thinking like a victim, you won't release those dollars. There's certain places to put your dollars right now where they're going to benefit your mind, body, emotions, and your pocketbook. The exact things that are trying to be taken away from you. Those are the things you keep. Everything else is a need or a want, not a need. Let's see, me, I do, but it is not $75, it's $300 a month for only 100 contact. Yeah, Miguel, yeah, I don't know where you're at, but we only offer to Intero agents. You have to be in the state of California, I'm sorry, or actually Southern California for this platform. I don't have one, would love to get your platform. Miguel, shoot me a message. I have one, it's just that if you're out of state, we use a platform that it's MLS based and they won't allow us to just add one license. It's multiple licenses. So that's why we can only do it for our clients. Misery Loves Company. don't sign up for that. I just got it going after years of saying it's $75 available to nobody. I'm sorry. Not the whole system. No, I'm sorry. A script for the quarantine approach. Tatiana, I will get you guys one, but I just gave it to you. You should be getting the recording later. Just write it over. The script is empathy. Be empathetic. That's the script. But then when you're ready, they're ready to buy or sell, ask the question, what specifically? You gotta get the specific motivation and the specific desires of people. Because when you know why they want to move or why they want to take action, then you can confront them with the reality and the truth. You see, people, listen to me. This is what's happening right now. In the past, I'm going to tell you this. Hopefully you understand. The difference between people that sell hundreds of houses a year and the people who struggle in our business is very easy. It's the client leading them or them leading the client. Point blank, that's it. That's it. It's being suggestive in your approach or being in control. It's being a leader or being led. And all of that boils down to your confidence and your communication. That's it. That's the name of the game. And so I would encourage all of you guys right now, don't wait for me to make a script. Make it yourself. It may not be as good. Who cares? So what? It's okay. I've got 25 years of sales and neurolinguistic programming behind me. But write it down. You sit down and you think about the approach that you want to take. And yes, we'll do the best we can to get you something as soon as possible. Okay? Don't forget, up on calls for 3 to 5 hours are essential right now. AM Prime, yes, the tech plan. Stop operating as a hustler. Yes, for the love of God, I've been saying this forever and nobody listens to me. Because we all used to just sell a house and make 10 G's. It's time right now. You have to operate as a business person. Intero, if you're an Intero agent right now, look at how many of these people want that platform. If you do not have our platform, I don't know what to tell you. You need to go get it right now. It's an essential. Because thousands of people are going to want to sell and buy. I just spoke to a friend today that said, you know what? I'm ready to buy. This is a good time to buy. But they're going to go with someone else if you're not in front of them at all times. I got to tell them I'm going to not click on the news ever again. Just cancel the damn cable. You don't need it, people. You don't need it. The cable is like a drug for those that have emotional voids in their lives. That's what it is. Prospecting, and that's how your control is through the news. Call everyone, do more for my clients, email them, Apple calls, yes, handwritten cards. We don't have the prospect of the luxury. No. Can we have access to yours? Do you have one? Sandy, I don't know what you mean. We are victors. Must add yoga to my routine. Yes, people, listen, yoga is so important. Yoga is so important. I know what you think when you're like deeply connected to the matrix that yoga is for hippies and weirdos. I'm telling you right now, no. Yoga can change your life because it's your body, your mind, your heart, your soul. It's everything they're attacking you with. And the beautiful thing is you don't need to go anywhere. You just need to go within. Challenge yourself. That's why yoga is so important right now. You're either controlling your mind or your mind is controlled. Yes, Ambar calls privilege. Pressure is a privilege. Consistently, yes, staying positive. Professional handwritten note cards to your past clients. Yes, right now. Let them feel that touch. Go order them. Nowadays, you can go order. I'm thinking of you. Thought of you during this quarantine time. Shit, that's a great idea. Go do it. There you go. Go do that. The luxury of not having a schedule, implementing my, guys, there's like 100+. I'm not going to be able to get to all of these. Okay, here's what I want to do. I want everybody to close your eyes right now. Close your eyes right now. Block off anything that's interrupting you. Block off anything that's hurting you. I just need you to close your eyes and trust me right now. Victoria, close your eyes. I see those eyeballs. Come on now. Francisco, I see those eyeballs. The little beady eyeballs. Come on now. Close them. Close them. Gabby, I see them. Where's those are your eyelashes? Amanda, close your freaking eyes. Come on now. Come on, close your eyes. All right, everybody take a deep breath through your nose. Nicholas, close your eyes. Hold it for a second. And exhale. Everybody inhale through your nose. Follow my count. 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold it. 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale. 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale. 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale. 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale. 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold it, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold it, 2, 3, 4, 5. One more time. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold it, 2, 3, 4, 5. Keep holding it. Keep holding it right now. Keep holding it. I want you to push it up all the way up, all the way up to the top of your head. Feel it at the top of your head. That's called your crown. Feel it right there. Just hold it. Hold it. I want you to hold it for as long as you can. I want you to clear your mind right now. Let the breath, the oxygen of the breath, permeate through your mind, through your brain. And it just cleanses you completely, my friends. You're a wonderful, beautiful human being. You're powerful. You're made in the image of God. Nothing can stop you, no matter how hard they freaking try. I want you to exhale it as fast as you can. Just let it all out. Let it out. Keep your eyes closed. Keep your eyes closed right now. I want you to think back right now to the time where you felt the most powerful. I want you to think back right now to the time that you felt the most in charge, the most in control, the most unstoppable. I want you to think back right now to the time where you were in your career and you felt like nothing can get in the way. I want you to think back to a time where everything was working for you and everything was smooth and business was coming to you. I want you to realize who you were being at that time. Who were you being at that time? Think about that right now. Who were you being? Think back. I want you to go and I want you to feel in your body the way you felt at that time when you were making the most sales, when you were taking the most listings, doing the most loans, had the most people in your dance studio, had the most people in your restaurant, whatever you do. Teach your body how you felt during that time. And feel it right now. You felt unstoppable. You felt like it was easy. You felt like it was almost you were attracting business. I want you to step into being that person right now. From where you are right now, close your eyes and I want you to step in and remember what it felt like to be that person. Be that person. Decide to be that version of you. Whether it's Jason or Nicholas or Mark or Amanda or Wendy or Ignacio or Augustine or Ray or Norma or Omar or Mir, be that person, that version of you right now. From that version of you right now, I want you to picture this week, what this week will look like, even if you're in quarantine, but that from that version of you, what would you do? How would you wake up? What action steps are you going to take? What will you no longer feel? What were you feeling? What were you allowing yourself to feel in the last couple of days that you'll no longer feel? Identify the emotion, identify the thought, and eliminate it right now. It cannot exist in that version of you. Next, I want you to picture all your wonderful clients. I want you to picture all your clients. I want you to picture how they must feel right now. Feel empathy for them right now. Feel love for them right now. But also feel leadership for them right now. Feel that. Feel that from the best version of yourself. From the best version of yourself. Remind yourself how that individual would be performing, acting, behaving, thinking, feeling, eating, watching, listening, what that individual will be doing right now, the best version of you. And feel it in your body, feel it in your shoulders right now, feel it in your face right now. Teach your body right now what that version of you feels like, acts like, walks like, thinks like, talks like. That version of you is unstoppable. I want you to picture what your week is going to look like right now. I want you to picture the obstacles. I want you to picture the obstacles at home that might stop you right now. And I want you to see yourself easily not being affected by them no longer. I want you to understand that even if phone calls are taken away from you, that you could text, that you could message, that you could mail. Because you're a victor. Feel like a victor right now. Feel it. It's okay. Allow yourself to feel it. Some of you are crying right now. It's okay. It's okay. Let it out. Let it out. Don't be afraid to reconnect to the most powerful version of yourself. I want you to see this thing going away. I want you to see whether in 30 or 60 or 90 days that this thing is going to pass. And I want you to see your business thriving because you made a decision to lead your people. Because you made a decision to not back down. Because you made a decision to work. Because you made a decision to step up for yourself, for your family. Because you made a decision to tap into your highest self. I want you to see all of the business. I want you to see the new business that is being created, literally that is being created right now in the universe that you own right now because of your tenacity today, because of the decision that you're making right now this evening. I want you to see that that's just a couple of months away. It's right there. It's right there. And I want you to feel that the highest version of yourself is going to get you there. No matter what happens, no matter what curveball comes your way, they ain't going to stop you no matter what. If before you were used to face-to-face, now you're going to go virtual. If before you would sign in person, now you're going to use DocuSign. If before you were lazy and relaxed and, quite frankly, disconnected, now you're more connected than ever. If they take away phone calls, you're going to use Messenger, email, handwritten letter, a freaking bird with a note attached to his foot, but you're not going to fucking back down. You're not going to fucking back down. Because the most powerful version of you does not back down. The most powerful version of you finds a way. If you believe that, and if you know that to be a truth, just shake your head up and down, yes or no, right now. Yes, you know, you already know it's in there, my friends. It's in there. He's in there. She's in there. Finally, I want you to chant these words right now. I can, in your head quietly, I can, I will perform. Close your eyes and say to them, I can, I will perform. Say that again. I can, I will perform. Close your eyes and tell yourself this and believe this and make this your mantra. Make this your life's mantra right now. Norma, sweetie, close your eyes, please. Nothing permeates my mind. That I don't allow. I no longer allow anything or anyone to cause me negative emotions. I am a victor. I always find a way. I am focused. I am determined. I have willpower. I easily confront and overcome all obstacles. I control my day. I control my feelings. I control my thoughts. Therefore, I control my outcomes. Now I am the voice. Now I am the voice. I will lead not follow. I will lead, not follow. I will believe, not doubt. I will create, not destroy. I create, even when it seems like it's impossible to create. I create when the rest of the world is falling into destruction. I create, not destroy. I'm a force for good. I'm a force for God. I am a leader. I am a leader. Defy the odds. Defy the odds. I defy the odds. I find a way. I set the standard. I set the standard. The standard is not set for me. I set the standard. I set a new standard. I set a new standard. I step up. I step up. I step up. Open your eyes. Everybody stand up right now. Everybody stand up right now. Everybody stand up right now. Grab your camera, grab your laptop. Repeat after me at the top of your freaking lungs. You're gonna make a declaration right now that nothing, no matter how bad it gets, is going to get in your way. As loud as you can. I want your neighbors to hear. I want everybody who's afraid to hear. I want your fucking windows to rattle. Now I have a voice! I will lead, not follow. I will believe, not doubt. I will create, not destroy. I'm a force for good. I'm a force for God. I am a leader. I am a leader. Defy the odds. Set a new standard. Step up. Step up. Step up. Give me a little virtual high five, guys. Give me a little virtual high five. Everybody, remember something right now. We have two choices. There are only two forces that dictate where we operate our lives from. It is either fear or it is either love. I need you to love yourself. I need you to love your families. I need you to love your prospects. I need you to love your clients. I need you to love humanity so much that you will not be stopped, that you will not be deterred. I need you to promise yourself that you will always find a way. I need you to create where you can't create. I need you to believe where you no longer think you can believe. I need you to use your God-given ability to manifest, to create, and to attract the business of your dreams, because no one or nothing can take that from you. This too shall pass, my friends, and you are going to be victorious, and your business is going to help millions and millions of lives. I freaking declare it. I love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow morning for role play. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye. All right, so there it was. There's a Sunday evening message, guys. Listen, I want to ask you for a favor. I don't really ask you for too much, but if this message resonated with you, please share this podcast, share this video with as many people you know. Whether they're in real estate or not, this could drastically help improve their mental health right now. If we don't get out a message of positivity, we're going to start seeing people with mental and emotional health problems, and it's going to be on the rise. So I want to ask you for that help. It'd be a great way for us to help each other right now. So share with as many people as you know that you deeply care about. We'll see you on the next episode. Take care.